lesson just on a single word, through. The word through. I got to put it, I could use definitions in my lessons, because when you get a definition, many times the definition itself not only tells you what the word means, but many times it also gives the application of the word itself too, in putting it into more words. But the word through is into one side and out, through, out the other side, out. From beginning to end, to completion, going from one point of origin to destination without changes or transfers. The idea is we're going to get through this. So I kind of put in your notes, we sometimes ask ourselves, I have, am I ever going to get through this? Will this ever end? Sometimes I even have to tell myself, I just don't see an end in sight. But the answer is yes. Yes, we will get through. So I've just listed some verses. I'm just going to read them in order. I've typed up the whole verse in my notes, but I just kind of gave you the word through in your notes. But here's the completed verse. In Deuteronomy 2, verse 7. For the Lord thy God has blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knows thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God has been with you. You lack nothing. See, God led them through. Yes, they had some hardships. Troubles, yes. Trials, yes. But God said, I've been with you the whole way, and I got you through this. Psalm 23, verse 4, one of the favorite shepherd psalms. But just the verse in verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. And I always like to stop there and just say, why? I'm going through a valley, a shadow of death. Seems like each step puts me in a little worse situation. But I'll not fear any evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 66, verse 6. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice with him. Psalm 66, verse 12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou brought us out into a wealthy place. Psalm 106, beginning of verse 8. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths and through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of them that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Isaiah 43, beginning of verse 1. But now thus says the Lord that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, or you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. In Job 29, beginning of verse 1. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, Oh, that I were as in the months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through the darkness. Just key on that word through, and I highlighted or put it in bold print in your notes, just so that your eye would be drawn to that word through. But you notice, if I didn't put it all in your notes, what we walk through. What do we walk through? We walk through this great wilderness, through the valley, the flood, the fire, the water, the depths, the wilderness, the waters, the rivers, fire, and darkness. But I don't want to just key on what we've walked through. These describe the trials of life. They certainly do. And we'd certainly be discouraged if it wasn't for that single word, through. He led us through, out in one side, out the other side. But notice what's on the other side of through. God has been with us. We lack nothing. We rejoice with Him. Saved them. Redeemed them. I will be with you. Out into a wealthy place. Not overflow you. Not be burned. God preserved me. By His light, I walk through. Now, the troubles and trials aren't eliminated. But the lesson gives us hope because God is with us all the way through them. And when we get out the other side, there's a rich blessing to be enjoyed. We walk through. There's a song that we, I don't know how often we sing it. I don't know if anybody else leads it but me, and I've only led it a couple times. It's number 600. In your book. I'm going to sing this song. You sing it with me. I'm not singing solo. Number 600. You'll notice the words. It's almost taken the words from all of these verses that I've just read. The title of the song is God Leads Us Along. Number 600. All right, you sing with me. We'll sing all three stanzas. Just kind of notice the words that we go through.
Ten shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along. While the waters cool flow, pays the weary one's feet, God leads His dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night seasons and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads His dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in darkness of night, God leads His dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gives a song in the night season. Befall us and evils oppose, God leads His dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes, God leads His dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through. Some through great sorrows, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long.
And God leads us along. The words of the song captured, you know, the verses that we've read. So put in your notes is kind of a summary lesson. Trials of life are compared to a refiner's fire. I gave you these verses for you in Job 23, verse 10. He knows the way that I take. When He has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. We're going to be tried, but we're going to come forth. Through. Psalm 66, verse 10. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Illustration of the refiner's fire. Malachi 3, verse 2. But who may abide at the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. So the illustration is that of refining precious metals, or bleaching the dirtiest of garments, burning away the dross, so God's people can do God's work with pure hearts. Purpose of troubles and trials prepares us in our service to God. It brings out the best. So I put four lessons from this, very simply. Number one, God cares. He's pictured in Malachi as a refiner. So now we have to get that picture in our mind of a refiner and the refining process. God is as a refiner. Now some people will reason from the fire and flood that God doesn't care. But the purpose of the refining process is to separate the precious metal from the scum. We go through the fire because it's going to bring out the best in us. But God doesn't eliminate the fire. But as a refiner, he is going to purge and he's going to purify so he can increase the value of the precious metal that the refiner does. As a refiner, God's taking us through the process, and it requires a fiery furnace. In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, talk about the separation that the refiner does. Wherefore, come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Separation. God, as a refiner, gives that lesson to us that we need to get the dross out. And also the purpose of the furnace, putting your notes, is not to destroy or consume the material. God's not burning up the material and reducing it to ash, devouring it, consuming it, destroying it. No. As a refiner, he's separating, that's going to be the next point, that dross from the precious metal. He's getting the lead out, so to speak. In 1 Peter 5, 7, it says, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So God certainly cares as a refiner when we're going through the refining process. There's another song. We won't sing this one, but it just one of my favorites too. Number 507, if you want to follow along. I just highlighted some of the words. It's interesting how many of the songs that we sing reflect an attitude or an action that we need to have in life. And many of y'all are based in Scripture. In this song, number 507, look at the words. First stanza is asking a question. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained? Now look at the illustration. My heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song. In other words, I hurt so much, I don't have a happy moment. My heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song. As the burdens press, and the cares distress, and the way grows weary and long. Wow. That described my life. I almost want to give up hope. So the asked the question in the chorus. He asked the question at the beginning, does Jesus care when all these things take place? And the chorus says, oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. My heart is touched with, or his heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Second stanza. You haven't had enough of this discouragement. Does Jesus care when my way is dark? With a nameless dread and fear. Now, not just dread and fear. There's not even a name that you can put to it, the author of the psalm said. A nameless dread and fear. Does Jesus care when that's in your life? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near? Of course, the chorus is, oh yes, he cares. The third stanza. Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? Yeah. Does he care when death takes a loved one? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it aught to him? Does he see? Then, oh yes, the chorus is, oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. That's the lesson tonight. God sits as a refiner. Number one, he cares. Number two, in the point, God is purging and purged them. So God allows us to be proved, allows us to be tried to get the dross out of our life and to bring out the purity. Bring out the good. Dross is that scum that forms on the surface of molten metal when it's been put to the fire. And the refiner, when that scum gets to the top, he scrapes it off so that nothing but good is left in the tub. The refiner's fire doesn't consume nor destroy the material. It brings out the best. It's to get the dross out. Hebrews 12, verse 11 says, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous. Well, amen that. No chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Yeah. But nevertheless, afterwards, that's our word through. Afterwards, or you have to get through it. Afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Number three, God controls. He sits as a refiner. He sits. In other words, the refiner doesn't leave the process. The refiner sits by the fire. He watches the material in the fire. Watches it closely. He watches for that moment when the heat is sufficient to separate the dross from the precious metal. The refiner knows the right amount of heat and the right amount of time to apply it. So God says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, there's no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. In other words, God, and God is faithful. I mean, God sits as a refiner. He watches closely the things that are going on in your life and mine. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but will with the temptation provide a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. Isaiah 43, verse 2 says, when you pass through the water and through fire, I will be with you. When Paul was about to be shipwrecked on his voyage to Rome, or rather when he was in prison already in Rome, in 2 Timothy 4, verse 17, he said, not when he writes to Timothy, he said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me, strengthening me. God controls. God watches the troubles and the trials that we're in. And it's by design so that he can bring us through. The last one I have is, God knows when the work is finished. I always get in a hurry. Get this over with. I always say, God, that's enough. In my estimation, that's plenty. That's good for me, God. Can I convince you that's good? It should be good for you. God's eternal purpose for his children. In other words, the idea, what does God want to see in us? The story is about the old refiner. Someone asked the visitor to the process, was asking him, do you sit here constantly or do you leave and come back? And he said, no, I have to keep my eye on the crucible, that tub. If it gets too hot, the silver is injured. says, I know the process of purifying is complete when I see my own image reflected in the silver. Well, that's got what God wants to do with us in the refining process. He wants to see the reflection of His Son in your life and mine. Romans 8, verse 29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. Ah. In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable. See the purpose of the fire, the flood, the purging, the hardships, the troubles. God is not asking us to do anything but what His Son went through. Troubles and trials, hardships. Why? That we may be made like Him. That's our word named Christian. We want to be Christ-like. That's the goal of our life here. So just as the refiner's job is to increase the value of his product by removing impurities, God as a refiner is striving to remove the impurities of your life and mine. To make us valuable in His service. Get the dross out. We can get through this world. So that's the lesson this evening. I thought that word through came across so often. That would make a lesson. Through. God will see us through. Always when we assemble on Lord's Day evening, at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation. There may be one here this evening that is not a member of the New Testament church, and have been baptized for remission of sins. You have that opportunity. You may want to seize the opportunity, as one did this morning, to ask for brethren for strength or encouragement or for help in time of need. Would you pray for me on my behalf to meet this need? We can do that.